This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, asking you to continue the study with us in which we've been engaged for the past several days of why doesn't everyone love the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord is certainly lovable. He's deserving of the love of every one of us. And yet many people do not love Him. They do not love Him because of ignorance. They do not love Him because of lust. They love the world too much. And they do not love Him because they're indifferent to the things that really matter. One last point on that. They are indifferent to the tears of Christ, to the fact that the Lord cares especially for those who are lost in sin and wants them to be saved. In Matthew chapter 23, after having given the scathing rebukes to the religious leaders of the city of Jerusalem, the Lord said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, indicating how concerned He was for the spiritual welfare of the people who were involved in it. And just so it is today, whether you live in New York City, Los Angeles, Memphis, Dallas, San Antonio, or where, the Lord is concerned with you. No matter from where you have come or what you have done, the Lord wants you to be saved. The Bible tells us in what might be termed the golden text of the Bible, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you will not perish if you will believe in and love and obey the Lord Jesus Christ, doing those things which are indicated in the Bible that we must do in order to be saved. Now, in the fourth point of our reasons, of the basic reasons we've been setting out as to why men do not love the Lord Jesus Christ, I indicate to you that men do not love Him because of pride. Men love their own way too much to be willing to love the Lord, to be willing to submit themselves to the Lord. The self-centered person cannot really see God. You recall the prophet Ezekiel in the Old Testament in Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 4, where he said of men who did not have the right attitude, who were not humble before God, who were not willing to sit down before the will of God and say, Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. But he said of them, they come to the Lord with an idol in their heart. And he indicated further this awesome fact, that those who come to God with an idol in their heart, God will answer them according to that idol. Now this means that if I come to the Bible with a preconceived notion and determined to find that the Bible teaches what I want it to teach, rather than simply being willing to be wet clay in the hands of God as indicated by the Bible, and willing to go in whatever direction the Bible indicates that I should go, then I will find the answer that I want to find. Pride is a fundamental sin. In fact, it seeks to unseat Christ, to uncrown Him, and to crown oneself as king. When one is full of pride, he wants to be God. He wants to be the king of his own life. But the Bible teaches us we must be humble. We must be willing to submit ourselves to God. The gospel humbles us. It does this by leading us to admit, if we respond to it properly, our own sin. Nobody can read the Bible and do it profitably and honestly without recognizing that he himself is a sinner. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now that means you yourself have violated the will of God. It doesn't mean you have inherited the sin of your mother and father. What your mother and father have done is no guilt upon your part. Every sin of which I am guilty is something that I have done, and every sin of which you are guilty is something you have done. The gospel humbles us then by making us admit our sin, or by leading us to recognize our need for God's mercy, and by leading us to recognize the authority of Christ to direct our lives. And so we must not have pride. We must be willing to submit ourselves to Christ. In summary, let us note that Christ is completely lovable, but many do not love Him. And I want to appeal to you. What about you? Do you love Him? If not, will you not read the Bible with a view to being willing to do so? Until next time, let me express to you my gratitude for your having been in our audience today, and bid you farewell with the prayer that God will bless and keep you.